news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. House Republicans halting plans to hold Hunter Biden in contempt of Congress this week for defying a congressional subpoena.
They cited ongoing negotiations with Hunter Biden's attorney over a possible deposition. A contempt resolution against Hunter Biden was scheduled to move through a procedural hearing before it was canceled Tuesday to give the attorneys additional time to reach an agreement. That's according to a spokesperson for the House Oversight Committee. The move comes days after an attorney for President Biden's son indicated a willingness to cooperate with Republicans' ongoing impeachment inquiry following months of defiance. Keith Peters reporting.
Also at townhall.com, at least two people have died, scores have been injured, following a huge blast in a city in Nigeria. Here's correspondent Karen Chamas.
The massive explosion rocked more than a dozen buildings in Nigeria's southwestern state of Oyo, according to its governor. Rescue workers dug through the rubble in search of those feared trapped. Residents of Ibadan City heard the loud blast at 7:45 in the evening, causing panic as security forces cordoned off the area by morning. Oyo's governor said preliminary investigations showed the blast was caused by explosives stored for use in illegal mining operations. I'm Karen.
In the meantime, a huge explosion in a fireworks factory in Thailand has claimed the lives of at least 23 employees. Rescue teams say so far no survivors have been found. Cause of that explosion being investigated, and it comes less than a month before Chinese New Year in February, when demand for fireworks is very strong. Officials also say this explosion is at the very same factory in 2022 when a blast killed at least two people. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Retirement Outlook.
If your retirement account is mostly stocks or bonds, listen closely. The future of your savings may be more uncertain than ever before. Hi, I'm Paul Stone, CEO of Colonial Metals. The sad truth is, our government continues to eat away at our freedoms and security. In economic times like these, run around the flagpole by lunatics in Washington, I look to the most trusted store of wealth in human history, physical gold and silver that you own. At Colonial Metals, we specialize in helping folks with IRAs and 401ks and other retirement accounts move their savings into physical gold and silver. If you'd like a free gold investment kit, give us a call today at 820-800-8000. My team is standing by, ready to rush a free gold investment kit to you. You may also qualify for $7,500 in free silver and a free safe. Call 820-800-8000 now. That's 820-800-8000.
Colonial Metals is not a financial advisor. Consult with your...
This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. The Mirage's iconic volcano show has gone dormant. Cruise Air setting up a massive fake mountain for an interactive display that's part of Super Bowl 58's entertainment options called Paramount Mountain. That fan attraction will be open the days before the big game on February 11th. In fact, it opens on the 8th of February and will run through Super Bowl Sunday. Visitors will enter the block-long attraction on the Las Vegas Strip and interact with experiences that are inspired by popular Paramount content like Transformers, Yellowstone, and Dora the Explorer. Volcano Show temporarily closed down this past Sunday. It's expected to return by mid-February. Hard Rock International, the owners of the Mirage, plan to build a 660-foot tall guitar-shaped hotel tower where the volcano is currently located. A final show date for the volcano has not yet been set. Costco Food Court fans have a new treat on the menu. It's a double chocolate chunk cookie. Now, the latest addition comes after the retailer dropped the $1.49 churro from its menu. The new sweet treat, also a little more expensive. It's going to cost you $2.49, but it's served warm and comes with semi-sweet or bittersweet chocolate. Now, the churro now joins other food court favorites that have been dropped from the menu, and they include the combo pizza slice and the Polish dog. Adults will soon be able to be kids again. An immersive entertainment attraction is opening here soon on the Las Vegas Strip. You'll enter Playground by going down a slide just as you did back in a kid, being a kid on the playground back in the day. The interactive attraction to feature more than 20 larger-than-life nostalgic games, along with two bars and a private event rooms. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com, 670kmzq.com. Click on the Listen Live button.
Our community is in crisis. Pets are being abandoned in our streets, and our animals need you. Lerner and Rowe is asking you to join them in supporting Nevada SPCA now by adopting or fostering a dog, cat, or small pet. Nevada SPCA is Southern Nevada's original life-saving shelter and exists entirely on your donations. Give happiness today at NevadaSPCA.org.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
We're seeing unusually heavy traffic in the resort corridor right now on the southbound side. Construction crews a little late in getting the cones out of the southbound lanes on the left lane near Spring Mountain. That is cause of the extra delay. Should pick up shortly, though, but 15 southbound jam pretty solid from Sahara all the way down toward Tropicana. We have one accident on the other side of the freeway on the Sahara on-ramp to get onto northbound 15. All clear on 215 and 95 right now. Should be another great-looking day in the Vegas Valley when these morning clouds move on. Today's highs in the low 60s. It's 45 right now, and rain in the forecast for the weekend. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shengang, I'm going to pass her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day, January 17th. Good to have you with us. We are still in the aftermath of that amazing Trump win in Iowa, the Iowa caucuses. And we're going to talk a lot about that as we go along. Kash Patel, a close confidant of Donald J. Trump, will join us coming up at our 7 o'clock hour. An old friend, Rico Aller, will join us from Northern Nevada. We'll talk about the challenge of bringing off a caucus, a statewide caucus for president. We'll talk about that as well. One of the things that's come out of the discourse in the state of Nevada and around the country, and that is the fact that we are a nation in decline. Donald Trump has said it. Vivek Ramaswamy said it last night at a rally in New Hampshire. We are a nation in decline. The question is, what do we do about it? Then there was this op-ed piece in the Epoch Times from our next guest, Dr. Miles Smith. And what he says is that American decline is not inevitable. What is American decline? What does it look and feel like? Let's check in with Dr. Miles Smith. He is a professor of history at Hillsdale College, and he joins us. Good morning, Dr. Smith. Good to have you on.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. How are you?
I'm fine. Define American decline. What are the symptoms? What should we be looking for when it comes to American decline?
Well, I think you don't have to look very far. You can just kind of turn on your television, turn on the internet, kind of go to your news source and see something, for example, like Houthi rebels closing the Suez Canal. That would have been unthinkable 25, 30 years ago. The United States would have been very willing to project power, be it naval power, military power, economic power, to kind of keep things, you can kind of think of it as keep the global business order running. Sometimes people call that in academic circles the liberal order. They don't mean liberal in a partisan sense, but just sort of the things that we take for granted. The ability to get products on time, the ability to know that Americans can be protected overseas. And so those are the sorts of things that people can kind of see changing in real time. I'm 40 years old. When I was 15, I would have never thought about what it was to travel overseas. I would have felt immediately protected by an American, as an American. And I don't think that's the case quite as much anymore.
Talk a little bit about your piece in the Epoch Times. I was blown away by it, to be honest with you. Can you talk a little bit about the broad strokes of what you wrote about?
Yeah, I think, first of all, thank you. You're very kind. I think what I'm kind of getting at is Americans think of all the freedoms we enjoy and all the liberties we love, and we sort of take those for granted. And I think what's happened is people forget that freedoms are more important than ideologies. You have to act forcefully to protect freedoms. That means you have to act forcefully in a domestic sense and in an international one. For example, think of something like the BLM movement that had led to the George Floyd riots. We sort of shrug and say, oh, it's okay. No one was hurt. That's not true. People were hurt in the riots. But we've sort of had this idea that something like, for example, billions of dollars worth of property damage in major American cities is acceptable. No, you have to actually keep order. And that means forcefully keeping order in American cities, overseas, because that's really the foundation of all the liberties we take for granted. And so my point is simply that you have to act forcefully to protect American power and the good aspects of American power. And politicians seem less willing to do that because we have ideologies, DEI ideologies, all sorts of things like that that have kind of really infected our ability to even govern and protect the best of what someone can call the liberal order. By liberal, they mean economic freedoms and things like that. So none of that is done for free. None of it's done on the cheap. You have to act forcefully to do it. And our politicians, particularly the Biden administration, seems unwilling to act forcefully to protect the best of what the United States and the rest of the Western world, Western Europe, Japan, countries that have kind of lived off of American protection, there's an unwillingness to step up and do that. So it seems to me that decline is sort of a choice. It's an ideological choice that's been made, particularly by people on the political left.
Dr. Miles Smith joining us, a professor of history from Hillsdale College, a place that we are using more and more on this show as a resource. It's a tremendous institution. I want to ask you about the Constitution. And can the Constitution help us as we battle this American decline?
Absolutely. I think it's worth knowing that the Constitution creates a political order that's meant to preserve what sustains human life. It's not meant to enact a specific sort of DEI-style ideology. And so I think that for so many people, what they think of as politics and what they think of as freedom is really an ideology based on some pretty ganky ideas of what equality looks like. And the Constitution is actually a fundamental law. It's a fundamental law that's meant to be enforced. And that means that someone who's actually obeying the Constitution is going to act forcefully against actors who would try and change the sort of political order devoted to the best of human liberty that the Constitution enacts. So the Constitution is a good guide. I think we have to act forcefully to protect the Constitution. I think this is one of the things we miss. We don't like the idea of having to use any sort of coercive power to keep our liberties, but that's not the case. We've always had to do that.
One of the things I love about your piece in the Epoch Times, you point to John Adams arguing that the U.S. Constitution is not value neutral. Can you explain what you meant by that?
Yeah, so we have this idea that, for example, you can sort of believe anything and shape the Constitution to anything you might believe. So, for example, we've neutered the idea of the Constitution to the point that we kind of say, well, I can sort of winkingly believe in the Constitution and also think it's meant to sort of help perpetuate all these ideological things that people have cooked up in the last few years. That's not true. The Constitution is not value neutral. It was meant to create a political order devoted to widespread human liberty. And most of those liberties were based on the understanding that there were necessary social, religious, cultural commitments that people had to keep, for example, to keep human liberty sort of operating and to keep people existing in a political order that perpetuated those human liberties. So you couldn't just believe anything and believe that the Constitution could uphold that. Likewise, you can't just think the Constitution is meant to perpetuate any belief someone might happen to have and call themselves a constitutionalist.
One of the things I love about your piece in the Epoch Times, and again, we're talking with Dr. Miles Smith from Hillsdale College, is that you point out the problem that's being talked about out on the campaign trail, American decline. How do we begin to reverse that? What's the key to reversing that?
The key is, I think, understanding that government means governing. This was one of the things I came away from the riots in the summer of 2020, profoundly disturbed by the unwillingness of so many mayors to impose order on their own cities. And I think if you want to sort of think of it in a similar way, things that are happening at the American border, things that are happening overseas, there's an unwillingness to govern unless that government means perpetuating a sort of ideology of equality. So we're unwilling to govern the border because that might be perceived as racist. We're unwilling to govern cities because it might be perceived as racist. We're unwilling to stand up for any variety of causes because of ideologies. And I think it will take ignoring the noise, ignoring the ideological noise, and understanding that our presidents, our Congress, our mayors, our governors have to govern, whether or not people will say, whether or not they will receive sort of ideologies or ideological accusations about racism, inequality, you name it.
What do you think when you see candidates out on the campaign trail, whether it be for president or for dog catcher, doesn't matter, and they start talking about America in decline, does that scare you when you start seeing folks in our politics actually saying we are a nation in decline? Are they right?
That's a great question, Kevin. I think the historian in me says I don't know if they're right or not. If they are right, it's not the end of the world, because I think there's arguments made. The United States has been in decline before. My dad grew up in the 60s and 70s, and he talks about what it was like to see Ronald Reagan become president and to sort of remember that people were very aware of what Jimmy Carter called a malaise, that people were kind of in decline. We weren't what we once were. And then Ronald Reagan's election sort of changes that. So I think the question might be, if we are in decline, is there anyone who's going to help us think that we don't have to be again? Is anyone going to be able to sort of push us to find the best of what it is to be an American and to restore the confidence of the American order, to restore the idea that America can govern at home and abroad and that it's a force for good, and that it needs to ignore the ideological enemies who would sort of pull it down and say, no, a weak America is good for the world. So your question is a good one. I think it's possible we are in decline. The bigger question for me is, do we need to stay there?
Does it underscore the importance of the next election, and regardless of whether you're talking about the U.S. Senate or you're talking about House races or you're talking about the President of the United States, does it underscore the importance of this next election?
I think so. I mean, the elections, I think what they tell us right now is who is willing to actually govern, who understands that people have to be governed. We're not just a bunch of angels running around who can sort of perpetually self-actualize. We need government. And I think that the biggest fear, I think, the biggest fear I have is that the American left will kind of continue to not govern and that we'll have all sorts of breakdowns in things that my generation of people aren't used to seeing break down. And so I think the next election is important. Whoever the Republican nominee is, I hope that they understand that government is important. And it's important because we live in a world where we take a lot of things for granted. I'll just use one silly example. I love sriracha. I'm from the American South. My grandmother's from far west Texas, so I grew up with a lot of spicy stuff. And there's things that you can't get in grocery stores right now, like certain types of peppers, that aren't from, you know, we're told it's because of climate change. A lot of times it's not climate change. It's because even what I call the economic framework that the United States used to protect breaks down. And so when I can't go get my sriracha, well, maybe that's because they had a bad pepper year. But think about what it will be like, for example, to have something like the Suez Canal shut down and the Red Sea shut down by Houthi rebels. You have 2 weeks added on to delivery of things from the Far East. And that is a chain reaction that will get us to who knows where. In the 90s and even in the 2000s, American presidents would have acted forcefully. So it means being willing to build up a bigger military again, being willing to build stuff at home, being willing to sort of say, no, we don't need to offshore everything we do. We need to do stuff at home. And so it's a lot of small things, but those things add up.
Dr. Miles Smith, I have become a big, big fan of yours. If folks want to find out what you are writing about and the research that you're doing, where can they go? Where can they find you?
Yeah, well, a good thing is just to follow me on X/Twitter. I'm at Ivy Miles, and so I tend to put up a lot of the stuff that I'm writing on there. So,
no, that is absolutely great. And again, a professor of history at Hillsdale College. Are you an active writer? Do you write a lot?
I do. I tend to be pretty active. So once the school year starts, I'm a slightly less active. But I tend to write a good bit. So I enjoy it, and so hopefully it's edifying for somebody who reads it.
That is great, Dr. Smith. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, Kevin. Take care.
Dr. Miles Smith, the professor of history at Hillsdale College, they have become one of our leading resources on Live and Local for stuff like this. But when I started hearing candidates talking about America as a nation in decline, and I heard Donald Trump make it a part of his daily stump speech, I'm saying, I think maybe he's onto something. And then I saw this piece in the Epoch Times. Check it out. In the Epoch Times, the piece by Dr. Miles Smith. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It's Wednesday. It's Hump Day on AM 670 KMZQ.
Wednesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. The continued fallout of Iowa. We'll break it all down for you. Plus, 6 days until New Hampshire. Any big surprises? Any major story?
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has 2 convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in our next half hour, you'll hear from Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump held a rally. Atkinson, New Hampshire. Never heard of it. Don't know where it is. We'll let you hear some of that. Really good stuff. Also, Nikki Haley was in Concord, New Hampshire yesterday. These folks, man, I tell you, when the circus leaves town, it leaves town real quickly. Donald J. Trump spoke, and so did Vivek Ramaswamy. One of the most passionate endorsements of Donald J. Trump I have ever heard. You'll be able to hear at the top of the hour, Kash Patel, a former chief of staff for the Department of Defense. And basically, He is a close confidant of the former president. We'll let you hear from him coming up top of the hour. But I want to real quickly go to Nikki Haley. She was on Fox, and she talked of the third-place finish looking ahead to New Hampshire. Nikki Haley yesterday on Fox.
Last night you came in third. Overall, you got roughly 21,000 plus votes, 19% of the vote. Ron DeSantis got 21% of the vote. Why do you think it's a two-person race?
Well, I think, first of all, look at where we started. I mean, when we started, there were 14 people in the race. We had 2% in the polls, and we came out with a strong showing. That's what we wanted in Iowa. Now we're in New Hampshire. You can look at the polls in New Hampshire. We're a stone's throw away from Donald Trump, and so we're going to continue to work really hard. We've been here for 11 months. We've done over 75 town halls. We have been in Red Arrow Donner before, and so we're going to continue to talk to people, but we know that that gave us the strength coming out.